2B, airbags, child restraints, and seatbelts. Definition of primary and secondary laws. Primary law, any person driving in Nebraska can be stopped and ticketed solely for this violation. Secondary law, drivers are cited for this violation only if stopped and ticketed for another violation. Airbags. Airbags are an added safety feature and do not replace wearing a seatbelt. When combined with seatbelts, airbags provide improved crash protection. The driver's recommended hand position for vehicles equipped with airbags located in the steering wheel is the 9 o'clock and 3 o'clock position. It is possible that when an airbag deploys, even in a low-speed crash, it can pose some risk of injury to children, elderly drivers and passengers, and short-statured adults. For maximum safety, children age 12 and younger should ride in the rear seat. Never use a rear-facing infant safety seat in the front passenger seat of an airbag-equipped vehicle. If a forward-facing child safety seat is placed in an airbag-equipped seating position, slide the vehicle seat as far back as possible out of the airbag's path. Drivers of airbag-equipped vehicles should allow at least 10 inches of space between themselves and the steering wheel. Questions concerning airbags can be directed to the DOT Vehicle Safety Hotline, toll-free 1-888-327-4236. Hard of hearing TTY 1-800-424-9153 or www.nhtsa.gov/recall. Child Passenger Restraint Law. Children ride rear-facing up to age 2 or until they reach upper height or weight limit allowed by the car seat's manufacturer. Children up to age 8 must ride correctly secured in a federally approved child safety seat and occupy a seat or seats other than a front seat. If such seat or seats are equipped with a passenger restraint system and such seat or seats are not already occupied by a child or children under 8 years of age. Primary law. Children ages 8 up to age 18 must ride secured in a seatbelt or child safety seat. Secondary law. Children up to age 18 are prohibited from riding in cargo areas. Primary law. If the driver holds a provisional operator's permit or a school permit, all passengers must ride buckled up. Secondary law. Applies to all seating positions in the vehicle. Violation carries a $25 fine plus court costs, and 1 point is assessed against the operator's driving record. Child care providers must transport all children securely in an appropriate safety seat or seatbelt. Violation may include revocation of child care license. Primary law. Occupant protection law. Driver and front seat passengers are required to ride buckled up in a seatbelt or child safety seat. This includes auto cycles. Secondary law. Violation carries a $25 fine plus court costs.